The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday edition, Friday Eve up in here, Dom. Get a little closer.
Happy, happy Friday Eve, Crudy. Rich working hard on the board. Thank you, Rich. Of course, our fair audience. Welcome to the political party. Happy, happy solstice. Happy first night of Summerfest here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Did they plan it purposefully that way? Longest day of the year, first night of Summerfest.
They used to do it like, 10 days in a row. And then over the years, they've, changed it. And COVID kind of wrecked it. And then now it's like three weekends in a row, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's still entertaining, but, you can't quite go 6 days in a row when they don't offer it 6 days in a row. But it's the largest music festival in the world, Crudy. I can't wait to get down and have some fun tonight.
It's your unofficial 4th of July, isn't it, Dom? The opening of Summerfest.
I went to Summerfest and I never came back. That's been known to happen. So hopefully I'll see y'all back on the radio Monday. But I got two nights to tear it up at Summerfest. We'll see what happens.
Did you or did you not meet the lovely Mrs. Selfie at Summerfest?
I did. We met on a picnic table at Summerfest at the Miller Oasis stage, if you can believe it, so many years ago. We're on our 20th. Wedding anniversary, dude, if you can believe that, this year.
I can. You got a daughter who's about the same age.
Yeah, we were a few months pregnant with Izzy when we decided to get married because, what's the last name going to be? And, Dominic needs insurance. So, the very important things as to why you get married.
You made Steffi an honest woman so you could join her health insurance?
At the time, yep. That's how it was.
That seems quite practical of you.
Hey, love works in mysterious ways.
There's one guy who left the entire state of Wisconsin hanging in regards to health insurance. Scott Walker, the wanker, former gubernator, the indefensible choice not to expand Medicaid, Dom. And, it cost the state of Wisconsin billions with a B. Never a physically prudent guy, not if there's some conservatism to be had. Well, anyways, the wanker, and I'm not a big fan.
No, not really, huh?
Not a big fan. But the wanker went on CNN recently, I think it was last night, Dom. And, I found it odd, an odd couple pairing Scotty Wanker. And did you see him the other day at the Trump rally? Do you see what he was wearing? I know we played some of his brief speech.
Yeah, he had, I only saw the view from the back. He had that gaudy American flag shirt on and the very robust bald spot.
The American flag shirt. This is not a sign of classiness in anywhere except maybe a Walmart parking lot, Dom. This is not the coolest look for any politician, wannabe. Really, don't wear a flag shirt. I have a nice suit at home. And, I told the tailor, I do politics. And the tailor said, you could get a custom liner on this suit. Yeah. And then pulled out the magazine just to show me. Didn't have one in stock, apparently. But, boom, American flag lining. Yeah. And I laughed. And I thought about it, but I said, nil. That's not a good look for any man, woman, or child. The wanker. It looks good on you, though. But last night, back to a more traditional look, you know, blue suit, red tie, as Trump does it. And the wanker went on CNN, Abby Phillips' show last night. And the odd coupling was the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw it as a better appearance for Ben than the glowering wanker. Because glowering. Walker got his ass handed to him. You know, it's crazy. It's been so long since he went on like a news source and got challenged. You know, because now he just cashes checks mostly, right? And even when he was a politician, he used just to go right-wing talk radio, Fox News occasionally, if they'd have him. Friendly sources never came on this show. But anyways, went on CNN last night with Abby Phillips because he's trying desperately to be relevant, Dom. And Ben handed him his ass. A little of the setup here. I've got a press release from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Last night, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair Ben Wickler joined CNN's Newsnight with Abby Phillips alongside failed Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Yeah, give it to the wanker.
Take it to him.
While Chair Wickler highlighted how President Biden has delivered time and again for Wisconsin where Donald Trump and Walker failed, Scott Walker desperately attempted to spend Donald Trump's unfulfilled promises and disdain for Wisconsinites. Yes, disdain. And from bringing new investments to southeastern Wisconsin to investing in our infrastructure, Chair Wickler reminded viewers that President Biden is fighting for Wisconsinites and going toe-to-toe with the wealthy special interest Donald Trump and Scott Walker are beholden to. So, let's not forget the topic here, Foxconn. I mean, Scott Walker sitting there, and the contrast is what? Well, I don't think we have the very beginning of this soundbite, so I'm just going to read a little bit more from this press release from the Democratic Party. Then we'll have Rich drop it. Here's what Ben Wickler said in part. Although President Trump and you, Governor, broke ground with golden shovels on a factory that went up in smoke, we actually are right now constructing this AI data center in Racine County that will bring thousands of family-supporting jobs. We didn't have that part, do we? So I just want to add the context. I didn't want to take Ben out of context. You know what I'm saying? And then the rest of the shellacking for the wanker commences from here forward. Play for the people, Rich.
Trump is running on a plan to jack up prices. You can read Project 2025. He wants to give away the store to special interests. He met with oil company executives and told them that if they gave him $1 billion for his campaign, he'd give them whatever they wanted. And the opposite is true with President Biden. I mean, President Biden, unlike President Trump, apparently loves Wisconsin, loves our cities and small towns and rural areas, and he's actually working to deliver stuff for people here. And if he has another term, he's going to go toe-to-toe with special interests across the board to keep bringing costs down. And we can see that in his record in bipartisan legislation that he has passed through Congress and signed into law. Trump's big bill was a tax cut for the ultra-wealthy, and putting Supreme Court justices in who terminated Roe versus Wade and side against unions and workers at every step. For President Biden, he walked on a picket line. He signed the infrastructure bill. He signed the law to negotiate for lower prices for prescription drugs in Medicare. Over and over, he's done what he said he was going to do. And what he is saying right now is that he's going to stop at nothing to bring costs down for working families and keep bringing those job numbers and those manufacturing jobs up.
And the whole time, Walker has to sit there with resting bitch face.
Just take it. Just take it.
So I commend you, Chairman Wickler. You did a fine job. Scott Walker never really got a debate. No one ever really got to hold him accountable for his lies, not when he was serving as the governor. Now, he did have a few failed debates as a presidential candidate. As you've pointed out, Dom, Trump did put a cigarette out on his ass. We don't need another apprentice, sir.
You want to hire me to run Condo? You want to hire me to run HP? No, we wouldn't hire you. You're right.
The list of jobs you are unqualified for is extensive.
But apparently not the executive director of the young
Adolf's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation, I believe. taking care of the Reagan Ranch, you know, clearing about what, $800,000 a year. I mean, not a bad gig if you can get it. I mean, what did Scott Walker do to, you know, earn up to that job? I'm just wondering. Was it some of the backdoor money from some of his donors? You know, what are we gonna do about these unions? Well, what we're gonna do is divide and conquer, right? I mean, that's what it did with the widow Hendricks. So now after he's done with his service, you know, he's a man of service, right? He was a county, wasn't he a county guy? Then he was a legislator, and then he
rose. No, up legislator, then county executive.
Yeah,
right. Which was in a spring special election, I might add. And then
meaning low turnout.
Oh, incredibly.
Nobody cares, and he squeaked in.
You know how he squeaked in? He came in after the pension scandal. You know, like, I'll clean house. I'm the good government guy.
Yeah.
And then he was, what, running a presidential, didn't turn to a presidential campaign until he was governor, but he was running a gubernatorial campaign while county executive, of course, threw his staff on the people's dime. And many of them, Dom, were convicted. But, you know, I've continuously heard they came after these poor conservatives with pre-dawn paramilitary raids. Yeah. Wouldn't even let that one woman smoke a cigarette.
I think the cop got her a cup of coffee. It wasn't clear exactly what happened. They seemed very nice when they went in and did their quote-unquote pre-dawn paramilitary raid.
Nicer than they've ever been to me, at least during my arrest incidents. Folks, we are the devil's advocates.
Incidents, plural.
Plural. I said incidents. I didn't say incident. I've had more than one. Have you? You should have.
You know. But I've had the cuffs on a couple of times, but usually they let me go or say the safe word.
Summerfest.
Watermelon.
844-967-2789. Dom, the entirety of Foxy News is moving their operations to Milwaukee. I can't wait. Do you think they'll have me back on? It's been a while.
I don't know, man. I don't think you were very gracious the last time you were on. I think you kind of called them out a little bit, Mike, and I'm not sure they're happy about that.
They're like Trump. They seek utter loyalty. They're not going to get it here, Dom. That's not how we do it. Come back. We'll talk about the Fox News. You can't quite trust them, can you? Or devil's advocates. You can trust us. Trust us.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday Eve to us all. Join the political party anytime. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I see a headline I wanted to share with you in the audience. Rolling out the red carpet for people that hate us. How some feel about the RNC, and I would say about Fox News coming to Milwaukee, making a week of it. Dom, this article from the Journal Sentinel. Amid the social media noise following former President Trump's guilty verdict in his hush money case last month, Angela Lang, and she's been a fine guest on this show, Dom, a lifelong resident of Milwaukee, couldn't help but worry that this development would mean for the upcoming Republican National Convention descending on her city. In less than a month, Trump is scheduled for sentencing in New York, like 4 days before he's supposed to come to Milwaukee, that horrible city. Oh, yeah. And they've got that here in the column. Just 4 days later, he is expected to arrive in Milwaukee, along with 50,000 other visitors, to accept the Republican Party's presidential nomination. And depending on his Senate stomp, and I am also, you know, putting a lot of my mental worth in whether or not this guy gets sentenced properly, but depending on his sentence, Lang worries it could turn the event into a powder keg, Lang, who serves as the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, better known as BLOC, fears the sentencing could embolden a small portion of RNC attendees who are more radicalized against communities of color, especially in Milwaukee, which Trump called a horrible city at a meeting on Capitol Hill last week.
And with come on. He was talking about the crime, or he was talking about the election, crime and election. No, he never said it. Yeah, he said it. No, totally fake.
Dominic, with the RNC less than a month away, Lang's among many Milwaukee area residents who expressed a mixture of feelings about the event. Some are looking forward. Some are looking forward to an expected rush of business, especially those within the RNC footprint. But others, and particularly those who are Black, Latino, LGBTQ+, said they're apprehensive about the crowds the event might draw. This is not the RNC of the Bush era politics, Lang said. Last month, a Pew Research Center survey found that 1 in 5 Trump supporters, that's like 20%, Tom, said diversity weakens American society. And 2 in 5, that's like 40%, said the declining share of white people in the U.S. population is bad for the country. Bad. It's bad, I tell you now.
Less white people, bad. More white people, good.
Going to do some of the lifting here. I got to do it all today, man.
Meanwhile, Crudy, the far right violent extremism is rising, according to research by the U.S. Department of Justice, National Institute of Justice. Lang said this: I don't think I personally, up until a year ago, used the word scared. But I had to pause recently and understand that I'm actually scared. And that's okay. That's not a sign of weakness. No, Angela, it is not. I am also concerned. A little more here. Daryl Morin. Daryl,
you are weak in this case, though. Just.
Oh, yeah. President of Forward Latino, a nonpartisan advocacy group with members and affiliates in 29 states, including Wisconsin. He said members of the community have expressed a significant amount of fear about what the next few months will bring. Once a vocal Republican, Morin left the GOP due to his defense of Trump's racist remarks and its gravitation towards white nationalism. He said Hispanic and Latino families were already worried that their appearance, their accents, or speaking Spanish in public would make them a target. That worry has only magnified amid recent anti-immigration rhetoric. Yeah, you know, poisoning the blood of our country, that kind of stuff, you know, Donald Trump style. The worry isn't theoretical. Morin said Forward Latino has helped with a number of hate crime cases in and around Milwaukee in the last few years. Yep, that's true. That's here. From the Journal Sentinel, more to this. But Crudy, I'm with Angela, man. I want to be positive. I want to be, you know, hopeful that things will work out nicely and people come. They'll spend their money. They'll have a few beers, have some food, enjoy our beautiful city and learn that Donald Trump was wrong. But I would like to think they would learn Donald Trump was wrong about lots of things. But I don't know that that's going to be the case. And what is the proper reaction when the Blood Tribe and their Nazi flags come walking down your street? How do you react?
Well, the good news is they will not walk down my street. I don't live in Milwaukee. So you that's your problem. Well, I will be here.
It's going to be all our problems.
You know, I like to be at the
Nazis walk down the street. That's a problem.
And you think the Nazis are coming?
I absolutely do. Sure.
More than 10.
Yes.
More than 100?
I mean, maybe. Who's to say? I mean, you saw what Donald Trump did. He made the call, the clarion call, come to D.C. will be wild. And all the Proud Boys and all the white nationalists and the 3%ers and, you know, pick your poison.
But why would he call them and understand from Trump logic? Because this is Trump's party, right? Do you invite a bunch of hoodlums to your party? I mean, seriously, do you invite the hoodlums? I don't think he did. I didn't hear him saying, hey, come to Milwaukee, we'll be wild. Not yet, might get there.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen him encourage
their orange messiah, man. I mean, this is their guy, right? This is his moment. This is a conviction. This is the lawfare of their
Do you think the Proud Boys are hanging out waiting for a political convention to get together to espouse their ideology? Do you think that's what they're in it for?
Let me ask you this, Crudy. When we went to Cleveland, were there those types of people there?
Very small numbers.
You think there'll be more or less of them this time?
I would say numerically more.
Yeah.
Numerically more. But still substantially less than you're fearing. Trump is not going to call a January 6th moment on his own party, dude. Now, sometimes when you put stuff on social media, it gets out of hand. You know what I mean? We'll be wild. Come to my party. It will be wild.
Come to my party. It's going to be a great time. We'll be wild. I will. Apparently, Trump going to what? Announce his VP selection. It's going to be wild, man. Who's it going to be?
I know who it's going to be. And I mean this in all sincerity. And I learned this from a right-wing talk radio host.
Ooh.
And I verified their logic. And I see the veracity. I know who Trump is choosing as his vice presidential.
Well, who?
Well, I can't tell you yet.
Oh,
I'm saving that for a bigger audience. You know, tell all your friends. Come gather around. Crudy's gonna steal Trump's thunder. I know who his VP is going to be.
The Devil's Advocate, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dom's wishing it was Friday. I know how you think.
You know, man, it's Summerfest. These are all going to kind of blur and blend together. It doesn't really matter what day it is anymore.
Dom, it's 1 week from a wake-up call. Next Thursday night, June 27th, Devil's Advocates and our partners, the Barrymore Theater and the Progressive Magazine, throwing the greatest party of all time. Political party, you know, let's set expectations properly. But we're going to do a panel discussion, Devils and Maggie Dawn, others invited. And that's at 7, 8 o'clock. The most important presidential debate of your lifetime. The cost, it's free. So you're welcome. Bring a little beer money. You know, they prefer cash at the bar. And if you want to throw a few bucks in for the Devils, we'd appreciate your generosity, but we also accept loose joints, as pointed out earlier by my partner, 844-967-2789. Dom, I don't know. I wonder if I should save this thunder for later in the big program or share it with the audience now. I know.
You got to save it. I want to save it. Let's save it.
I know who Trump is picking.
You keep saying
as the vice
that.
President. I do know, and I've proven it to myself, the veracity of a right-wing radio host making the representation, but I followed their logic. I reverse engineered it. I did it myself. I proved to myself Trump has made his selection. And no one's going to be very excited about it. Not even this person's spouse, I wouldn't suspect.
Curdy, today is Thursday, June 20th. It is the solstice, the longest day of the year. And we're still waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to drop their ruling on whether or not the former president has absolute immunity for all of his criming while in office. Now, that could be what? Today, tomorrow, could be next week.
It's not going to be today. They've already dropped their cases for the day.
So it's no longer today. So it could be presumably what? Next week, the 27th. It could come out literally the day of the debate.
Right? Could be. Or maybe they push it. If it doesn't come out tomorrow, it's coming out next Thursday in probability.
Right. And then, so that's going to be, no matter what that is, that's going to be big news. And then, of course, the debate. That's also going to be big news. I mean, Trump's going to be, he has all these things on his mind. He's got this ruling coming down. He's got the debate. And then what? 1, 2, 3 weeks from today, we got the debate. We got the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on immunity. And then he has his sentencing. And then he rolls into Milwaukee. Now, I'm just saying, what do you think the demeanor, the mood's going to be if it's 30 days, if it's no immunity, if it's he gets crushed on the debate? What do you think the tenor would be? Hell, look, give me the opposite. What if he has absolute immunity and he crushes Joe Biden at the debate, and then he gets a slap on the wrist? What are you, those are two, you know, totally different scenarios. These days are coming quick. 3 weeks, we're going to know the result of those three very important things. Do you think whether one thing happens or the other, that it's going to change the tone, the tenor, the attitude of those 50,000 megas coming to Milwaukee?
I think it absolutely could. I mean, I've seen you, when you get hangry, you get very, very bitter. I cannot imagine how bitter the MAGA are going to be if their guy can't even attend the convention, let's say, because he's been taken into custody. Remanded, I think they call that, Dom.
Right?
And let's say his outcome is not a good one for him. Maybe he got a year in prison. A year. Or a year plus a day. So he, you know, only has to serve 85%, because I'm sure he'll get the good behavior time.
He certainly, yes, as he's been so felt so bad about the criming that he's done.
I mean, so
he's deserving to be let go soon.
I think a significant sentence could certainly inspire petulance, like you on a hungry day or a tequila hangover.
More petulance. Okay, so more a sentence petulance. Would be bad. If Joe Biden lights his ass up on that debate stage, if Trump comes out of that losing. Now, remember, as we talked about,
define losing the bar
to such a degree that if Joe Biden doesn't trip and fall, he wins that debate. So let's just say
define Trump losing, debate, though. Define losing. Trump's been prepping for this debate. And I would point out, most presidents in their first reelective debate, they don't necessarily do well. See Obama and Mitt Romney. And why is that? Because they're really not challenged a lot. Once you're the president of the United States, pretty much you get to say what you want. You get to walk away from any press conference. You don't have to do anything except friendly media if you don't want to. So, A, there should be lowered expectations for Joe Biden's performance, just historically speaking. I'm not trashing Joe. I'm just saying presidents going on the debate stage don't always do so well, the incumbents. And above and beyond that, yes, if you believe the Trumpsters, the MAGAs, Joe's going to either pass out, freeze up, or fall over because he can't stand up for 90 minutes. I mean, they think this is very important. Joe Biden's got to stand for 90 minutes. Joe Biden rides a bike. I haven't seen Trump stand from the tee box to the green on a par three. You know what I'm saying? So
got to get in that golf cart, man.
Well, he does. He does, of course. He rides around. You know, he'd do a quarter mile and he'd get out of the golf cart at the start and the finish time. Quarter mile. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't walk. He doesn't do anything. So questioning whether the physical health of Joe Biden will prevent him from standing for 90 minutes without freezing or falling over. That is the lowered expectations of the right. And what they think is that Biden totally face plants, totally craps himself. Well, then they'll just slide Michelle Obama in. You know, that's what they think the conspiracy has been the whole time. Yeah. The late replacement, the late substitution. Now, logic would dictate that if Joe was physically incapable of moving forward as a candidate, well, he's got a VP. Her name's Kamala Harris. She becomes the top of the ticket. But setting that part aside, let's assume Joe whoops his ass. And I think there's a possibility that that could happen. I think that Trump's still going to spin it as a victory. Joe's lying through his teeth. He's a communist. He's Marxist, you know, because he's going to say that.
It's all three of them, you know, fake Tapper, Dana bashing me, and
so
the other guy. I mean, he's already laid that out. That's what Trump does. Of course he's going to do that.
But there would be no circumstance in which Trump does not claim victory in the debate, to my opinion. And above and beyond that, Trump actually in the last debate with Joe Biden, and that was a miserable thing to watch. This, fortunately, when you come join us at the Barrymore Theater, they will be turning off the candidates' microphones at the end of their time. So theoretically, Trump can be downstage yelling at Joe Biden, but what he cannot do is speak over the top. So the people at home are going to hear what Joe's saying. They might hear some distant Trump bemoaning something. It's so fair. You know, you might hear Trump in the background. But I think this will be a different tenor debate, but it was Trump's opinion prior, and I'm sure he heard it many times. He didn't do himself any favors by basically talking all over Joe Biden.
Well, what did Biden say? Shut up, man.
Well, Biden came off smiling primarily and did give him the old shut up, man. Come on, man, shut up, or whatever he said precisely. But it didn't favor Trump. As a electoral outcome, Trump lost, according to immediate polling after that debate, lost a lot of swing voters. People didn't like his tenor. So I think a victory for Trump, air quotes, victory for Trump in this debate, will be if he comes off as a little more magnanimous. But there are a couple of tough questions.
Have you ever, during Trump's political cycle, in all the things that we've seen Donald Trump, is there ever a time where you would have listened to Donald Trump and say, wow, that was very magnanimous? I'm surprised.
Have I ever heard him be magnanimous? Yes. But in a debate was not the format. You know what I'm saying? Not mano a mano against Joe Biden.
Do you remember the circumstances? I don't, man. I really don't. I don't remember him ever not being anything other than I'm Trump, I'm in your face, and F you, and F your feelings.
I've seen Trump be magnanimous, personally magnanimous in meeting people and introducing people. But you got to be on his team, man. You know, if you're a Trump loyalist, if you're someone he's endorsing, sure, I've seen plenty of magnanimous behavior from Trump. But if you're a sworn enemy who sent his chief prosecutor to New York to go run this political witch hunt against me, you know, if that guy's standing down the stage and you believe it in your heart of hearts, as Trump claims to, well, how do you show that you're magnanimous? How do you act above and
he would,
not...
He would have to be able to control his own feelings.
It is my strong opinion, Mr. Biden, that...
Right. Never going to happen.
You're a crook.
I mean, I would be shocked. I mean, it'd be like Rocky coming out and fighting Southpaw, man. You know, that's just not going to happen.
You don't think they've had Trump chasing a chicken around the backyard? Man, getting him in fighting shape?
Tied his arm to his side and had him hit the bag for hours? I mean, they could try. I mean, certainly could try. I mean, I think there's...
Well, you don't know if he's...
People in the world, he's probably got people that are, you know, very committed to him to win this. They know how important it is, and they've been around the block, and they're, you know, probably some professionals trained in the art, let's say. He's got professionals around him. He always has. But he's always his own counsel, man. He's going to do what he thinks he needs to do, regardless of what anybody else says. And what
cut me, Mick.
what's his default? I'm the greatest. This is all a witch hunt against me, and only I can fix it. I mean, that's it. And he's not cordial about it. He's not nice about things. He might be nice to you for a minute. Then he steps on your face and stabs you in the back. And then when he's ready for you again, maybe he'll put out the call and he'll be kind of nice again, maybe a little bit. He's just not that guy. So I don't know that he's going to be able to come off of this debate being a down-to-earth, magnanimous, respectful candidate. He's never been that. It's not going to start now.
Well, he's been...
My concern being, if I just put a bow on it, and we can get some callers, 844-967-2789. Good or bad, maybe, you know, this ruling comes down from the Supreme Court. It's going to be a negative ruling towards Donald Trump one way or the other. The debate comes up. Probably not going to do as well as he thinks he wants to do. Then he's going to get, in 3 weeks from today, he's going to be sentenced. And it's probably not going to be what he wants. And then 4 days later, maybe he'll roll into Wisconsin, maybe he won't. But he's going to be firing up his crowd, his mega, for the next 3 weeks, man, next 4 weeks. And if it's bad news for Trump, it's bad news for his mega, and he's going to rile them up, and they're going to be pissed off rolling into Milwaukee for their convention. And I think that doesn't bode very well.
Well, I can't see beyond the debate because that's the next big party on the calendar, Dom. I can tell you the tone at the Barrymore Theater will be festive. But, you know, if this was like a boxing match, to hear Trump tell it, he's going up against Glass Joe. And he's like Iron Don, right? And remember when Tyson was invincible for years. And then there was that Buster Douglas fight.
He got a video game out of it.
Down goes Tyson, right? And
Body blow.
Yes. But here's my point. If they start going disastrously for Trump in the debate, don't be shocked if he doesn't do what Mike Tyson did to Evander Holyfield.
Bite his ear?
Tried to bite his ear off. I mean, who's the late great guy? The serial killer he admires so.
Oh,
Hannibal Lecter.
Lecter. Yes, yes. Yeah.
He would eat Joe's ear with a side of Chianti.
Oh no, no. You know that fight actually. Last time I ever bought a pay-per-view fight was Tyson Holyfield, and it got canned. You know, it was not even a fight. He bit his ear off, and then that was over. Last time I ever paid for a box.
Was that also the one where that guy with the parachute and the flew into the ring? Was that the same day?
I remember that. I don't know if it was the same day or not.
I just remember when Buster Douglas beat Tyson, and that was the same night as an NBA slam dunk championship. We watched the championship, then we went over to Oakland, apartment 48. They had the fight with laser lights. I had a good feeling, but no money on Buster Douglas that night. But down goes Tyson. Didn't believe it was possible, Dom. Well, Trump ain't training like that. You might be chasing somebody's wife around the backyard, but it ain't a chicken. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. I will break you.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday Eve to us all. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
The summer solstice happening right now!
Right now!
The exact time. 4:51 Eastern, 3:51 Central Time. We've just turned from 51 to 52 down. We've just experienced the exact moment when the Earth's North Pole is most tilted towards the sun. And then you let the good times roll, man, because it's summer up in here. And, you know, nothing like a Devil's Advocate summer party. You'll be there next Thursday, I suspect. We've been training for it, much like the candidates in the debate, Dom. You know, we should do some sort of a Foxy boxing sort of event someday.
The big sumo outfits and like do it for charity. What are you telling me?
Well, I'm not saying sumo outfits. I have offered to box Dan O'Donnell for charity a couple times. I'll do it again today. Dan, if you'll do it, I'll do it. I'll get in shape, you know, ish. I'll train. Go chase a bucket of chicken around the backyard.
Chase a bucket mine's of chicken coming wings
from, or, mine's coming from KFC.
Around the backyard.
But if properly motivated, and I think a Foxy boxing style fight with Dan O'Donnell would properly motivate me, Dom, I would do it. Dan could pick his favorite charity, as long as it's not like the Americans for Prosperity.
The Heritage Foundation? It's not going well. I mean, ever since Donald Trump got convicted of those 34 felonies, apparently Fox News polling today shows Joe Biden gaining some ground.
Yes. But
and then we're going to get into the, then we get the this U.S. Supreme Court, then we get the debate, and then he's going to get sensed. I'm just telling you, he's raging already about these things. He's not going to all of a sudden, you know, get above the fray. He doesn't know how to do that. It's not within him. He cannot possibly do that. He's going to bring all the angst, all the anger, all that Trump, all that stuff to Milwaukee, man. And it's going to suck.
You rage against the machine each and every day, like damn near every day. And I've seen decorum out of you. It's brief. It happens in spurts. But I think he could also fake it for a short period of time. As long as he's not, you know, here's the interesting part. I love the promises from the RNC, you know. Even if he's in prison, we're going to have our man at the...
A great stage. We got a great technology. We're prepared to take Donald Trump no matter where he is.
Do you have the consent of the warden for that game plan? You know, that would be my question.
Does the probation officer have to give approval?
That would certainly change the dynamic if the guy was in jail. But let's say he gets his, you know, 90 days, suspended, awaiting appeal or something of that sort. Let's assume he's here. I think anything that keeps him out of prison in the immediate sense, if he's not in jail, if he's in Milwaukee, then that's a victory of sorts, because by accepting the nomination, A, gets exactly what he wants. You know, historically, like Joe Biden will come out the night before, he'll come out on Wednesday, and he'll celebrate with his vice president and her husband, Imhoff and Kamala Harris. That's what they do. They'll come out one time prior, and then the night of the nomination, that's the Thursday night, regalia, be it the Dems or the Republicans, then the candidate's supposed to come out. Trump didn't do it like that in 16.
No, man.
He came out every day.
Every
like
night. It was all about Trump. Of course it is, man. Come on. It's all.
Well, it's always about Trump.
Ever about. It's not about service. It's not about uphold the Constitution or, you know, whatever they claim their platform might or may or may not be. It's not about any of that. It is about the cult of personalities, about the cult of Trump.
Well, he's the ratings machine. And this is what I'm saying. This is the saving grace. Trump's not going to want to step on his own ratings. He's not going to want to encourage the Proud Boys to come and break stuff because they will distract from his close-up.
But there's going to be...
which he'll demand each day of the convention.
But presumably, there will be protests against the MAGA. There will be protests against the racism and the hatred and all that. Right? There's
so
going to be that.
I mean,
okay, so
wait, you think they're going to carry that during the convention?
Why the Proud Boys or the, you know, the Nazis or those folks can come? Because they're gonna be the other side of the protest. There's gonna be dueling protests going on in the city of Milwaukee. Do you think that's the case, or do you think it's only gonna be one-sided?
I mean, I think those that would protest against the Republicans, I think will probably pull a permit, follow the assigned marching route, and you know they might raise their ruckus and hold up their signs loud and proud, Dom. But I don't think that impacts anyone, right? I mean, you talk about being within sight and sound. We don't even know what the protest zone is at this point. There's going to be a lawsuit. There's going to be fighting in federal court right up to the moment of the actual convention.
And then do you think there's going to be the Trump support of the very vocal, the very ones that are angry about, you know, poisoning the blood? Those folks are come out and counter protest. You think there's a
I think you're giving them too much credit for organizational skill,
man, especially given the circumstances. Bad polling, right? Well, doing bad in the debate. He doesn't get the ruling on this U.S. Supreme Court naked sentence. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of grievance when Donald Trump comes to Milwaukee.
Well, you're rooting against every possible negative occurrence. Yeah, man. If I break my toe, fall down the stairs, get hit by a car on my way to work tomorrow, I'm probably gonna come to work a little grouchy. And if I could spread that to some others, I just might do it. But probably all those things are not going to happen in rapid succession. Come on, man. If I get to come be on the radio with you, you know that's fun time. And we are the ratings machines around here. So I got to think Trump's got a similar feeling. Like, I'm not going to screw up my good time.
I doubt it. But we'll see. That's why we live through the days.
Well, that's why I have you here, to burst everyone's bubble, Dom. More of that in the 4 o'clock hour.